You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's this thing that a lot of people talk about called planned obsolescence. And some people say, oh, that's just like a conspiracy theory thing. I am totally on board now. And what it means is that, you know, back in the old days when you bought things, they lasted a long, long time. But allegedly, according to the conspiracy theory, businesses started realizing, hey, if we build an oven that lasts for 30 years, we're not going to make very much money. People will buy it and they'll be done for 30 years.
Right.
So we need to make them so that they break sooner.
Let's make them a little bit cheaper.
I can't remember how many dishwashers you went through in about a 3-year period.
It was like 4 or 5 dishwashers, if I recall. It was like constantly they were breaking down. Yeah. And then our stove caught on fire. And then we went through 2 fridges, I believe, too, within like a 3 to 5 year span.
Now, I'm just telling you, I'm sorry, but for sure your grandparents and maybe even your parents, when they bought these items, they just lasted for 20 years.
My parents' neighbors still have a basement that they picked up in the 70s, or a refrigerator in their basement that they picked up in the 70s, and it's still running. It's still going strong.
So in my garage, a little over 2 years ago, about 26 months ago, we bought a refrigerator for the garage because, and that's just, you know, I went for so long. When I lived over there off Parker Road, I never had one, but also I was a bachelor.
Yeah, you were single.
The whole fridge.
You didn't need it.
There's some classic photo from about 10 years ago where I took a picture inside my fridge and I said, who can name every item that's in here? Because there were only like 8 things in the fridge at the time.
Bachelor life.
So we bought a refrigerator for the garage. Now, I want to point out, because you see where this is going, but I want to point out this is not a refrigerator with a lot of bells and whistles. It is just a bare bones refrigerator on the bottom, freezer on the top, doesn't even have an ice maker.
Don't
need it out there. It doesn't have the little door thing where you get the water. And don't need it. It is the bare bones refrigerator.
Keep things cold.
Keep things cold.
You have one
plug
job.
It in, works.
Yeah.
26 months later, it's broken. It doesn't work.
I wonder why. What's
up? And we were in there kind of tinkering with it, trying to see if we could repair it ourselves, which is always a fool's errand. So I went to the store where I purchased it, knowing that I was out of warranty, but I thought, maybe this big name store, which will go unnamed,
will help you out.
You know, 26 months,
that's ridiculous.
Just ain't right.
Yeah.
You know what the guy told me? He's like, no, it's out of warranty. And I go, are you just saying that I'm screwed? He goes, yeah.
Pretty much, dude.
That's the conversation. I go, are you saying that I'm screwed? And his response literally was, yeah.
Let me show you the fridges. Come with me.
Exactly what he said.
Let me show you some newer models.
Because I was like irked at that point, not at him personally, but I was like 26. And I even said 26 months ago, does that sound right to you? And I said, well, what about this? Do you guys at this big name store that'll go unnamed, do you at least have someone on staff, you know, who's like a repair person that can help a brother
out?
Who
knows compressors?
I'll pay them, obviously, but I don't want to have to pay some, you know,
well, that's the thing. It's like you get somebody in there, though, it's going to be $600 for a repair. I mean, you're essentially, that's a new fridge.
Well, believe me, I have thought about that. And so I asked the guy, I said, do you have somebody here who can repair it? He goes, no. He goes, we don't do that. He goes, but, you know, you might find out that the repair is, almost as much as a new fridge, which, by the way, sir, we have on sale right now.
Yep.
He had the gall
while
standing there getting irked, a 26-month refrigerator, that he's going to upsell me on another one.
Did you check the breaker?
the thing is, it has total power.
Okay, so it's
light
on.
Is on
it's just
and
not
all
cooling.
That other stuff. But none of it is, you know, getting cool.
I know I'm gonna get
messages from our listeners now, like, "Hey, Dom, I can come over and fix that for you." I live 1,400 miles.
Yeah,
from
Dom's
you.
Remote.
Over
Dom's remote. But I bet you could watch a few YouTube videos and figure it out, honestly, because it's got to be something small. Maybe there is a fuse within the fridge or something. That seems awfully quick.
Yeah,
watch some YouTube videos, buddy.
But this guy at the store acted like it wasn't.
Like this happens all the time.
That's exactly what he was acting like.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah, this is the way it works, man. They work for 26 months, and then you got to come in and buy another one.
So were you guys, did you lose a bunch of food, or were you scrambling to shove
we
it in other places?
We were scrambling to put as much in the house fridge as possible. Some stuff had to go. But overall, it's just a kick in the crotch.
It is, man. That sucks. Well, just, you know, stay cool. Don't get too wound up. You'll figure it out.
Oh, I figured it out, all right. I figured out what store to never shop at again.
Oh.